During our waking life, like now, for example, during our waking time, our waking life, when we're awake, we normally use gross minds, such as our eye awareness through which we can see things, our ear awareness through which we can hear sounds. So your ear awareness is functioning, listening to the sounds of Dharma. Nose awareness through which we can smell, tongue awareness through which we can taste, body awareness through which we can experience tactile objects, like the comfort of the chair, for example, and mental awareness through which we strongly think I and mine. So these are all gross minds. So we're thinking I and mine nonstop, all day, all night. I, we're thinking. And we're seeing, hearing, touching, tasting, smelling. These are all gross minds. So they're not difficult to understand. These awarenesses are gross minds because they are relatively easy to recognize. Without these awarenesses, we cannot communicate with others. So we need to be able to hear to communicate with others. We say, for example, you're having a meal together and you say, this pizza is delicious. What do you think? Like we're just normal conversation to communicate with each other and perform our daily activities. We need our gross minds. So we need all these things to be able to, as Geshe-la says, communicate with others and perform our daily activities. So most of what you did today is with your gross minds. So this gross minds. But there's something very important we need to learn about these gross minds. However, these awarenesses, eye awareness, ear awareness, nose awareness, tongue awareness, body awareness, mental awareness, are mistaken awarenesses. This is very important to understand. They perceive, appear, they perceive inherently existent objects. So that means objects existing truly there as they appear. They perceive inherently existent objects, objects existing separate from the mind perceiving them, which do not exist. And therefore, they cause us to experience suffering. So please don't worry at the moment, because this language and this explanation is deep, but it's at the very beginning. We're on page 9 of How to Understand the Mind. So at this point, the author, Venerable Geshe-la, just wants to help us get a rough understanding that even though our gross minds are very important to do our daily activities, to communicate with others, they're actually mistaken awarenesses because they perceive inherently existent objects, objects that truly exist there, separate from the mind perceiving them. Why is that important? Even though we may not understand it right now at this minute, those of you who have less experience of Buddha's teachings, Geshe-la says, they perceive inherently existent objects which do not exist. And therefore, they cause us to experience suffering. So we can blame our suffering on mistaken awarenesses, mistaken minds. And if we learn how to stop these mistaken minds, our suffering ceases. So that's why it's very important to understand these gross minds, these gross awarenesses are mistaken awarenesses because they perceive inherently existent objects.